I'm cloud nine around here. I'm telling you. It's the last Friday.
Whole year of possibilities.
I feel great.
And the best way to keep things like at that kind of level, music.
Live music.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the good times rolling. And with a familiar favorite, no less than the one and only Jim McGowan.
Hey, welcome
back to the Roadhouse, Jim.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Ah, you made it. You made the break from the big city. You're back on the shore. How's it feel?
Feels great. Came up today. But, you know, I was up here last week and actually worked up here for a week from my cabin.
Oh, that's right.
It was awesome.
Got a new little cabin on the east side.
Yep.
And it's probably the, I would say the ticket when you got to heat, small space is easier, right?
yeah.
Easier to stoke that stove.
Yeah, it's good to have that big pile of wood out there.
Yeah, that's country living, Jim. Well, welcome back to the Roadhouse. We got the special, what is it, 3 days before New Year's Eve? I don't even know if that's special.
two nights away.
The countdown.
From making the rollover to the new year.
But I see you're somebody, you're playing New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Cascade Pub,
5 to 7 is when my run is, and then I'm followed at 7:30 by Brothers in Arms.
Yeah. Have you heard this expression in showbiz that if you're not playing New Year's, you're nobody?
No.
It's true.
Really?
Dudley Riggs told me this. Dudley Riggs.
Wow. Yeah, well, then that seals it up. But you're at the right time because everyone will still be conscious when you're playing. And there's no one who's tucked in yet.
That's right.
Yeah. They're all ready to kick in the new year.
And then I've got the night free to just do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. So. All those cookies.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Jim, so you got the good tunes, the happy tunes. What do you got in store for us tonight?
Well, I heard earlier that that you were talking about Christmas cookies. And so I know we're just a little bit past Christmas, and I would normally do this one just before Christmas. But since we're still all finishing up those cookies, I'm going to do this George Strait song called Christmas Cookies. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause the mason tastes better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on, but I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed, so now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees, bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
Ho, 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 ho. Jim McGowan. keeping the cheese going.
Yeah. There's more to come, too.
That went really good with that Randy Sabine tune, Bulking Up. I thought it was Buckling Up, but it's Bulking Up for winter. On Christmas cookies, Jim McGowan.
That's a lot of good reasons to eat cookies.
Oh, yeah. Good imagery, too, the stars and the... How about those little silver BBs? Do they still sell those?
I think they do. In fact, I know they do.
You remember them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, why am I eating these? You go, ouch! Yeah.
They look just like the fillings that come out when you crunch on them.
Yes. What's your favorite cookie, Tracy?
A molasses cookie that my mother made. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of plain, but you start eating one, and pretty soon you've had six, and you're still like, I want another one. And you put just a few sprinkles on the top.
You dunk them in coffee, and they kind of dissolve in your mouth then? Is that the one?
Like ginger? You could. I'm not a coffee drinker, but you probably could. Yeah. I just, ate them at the ski hill. I ate them in my lunch. I eat them now out and off the porch when I grab the tin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jim? What's your fave?
My mom used to, or still makes these little Christmas tree, the things that, they squeeze out of a thing,
And spritz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but... The ones that I like are the burnt ones. So I always, she always saves the ones that get burnt for me.
Nice. That little bit of char.
And a glass of milk. Oh, man.
Wow. Do you like wait till she isn't looking and turn off the timer? She's like, I don't know what happened. These burned. I don't know why.
Shh. Don't say anything. She's listening.
Yes.
So, Dave, you didn't say then. That leaves you. What's your favorite cookie?
Brittle. I like the peanut brittle. Does that qualify as a cookie?
Oh, completely for Christmas, yeah.
Thanks.
Molar extractor.
Yep. Because that's only around the holidays do you have the brittle.
Pretty much, don't you think? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Or the bark. I like the almond bark.
Oh, my grandma used to make that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sign me up.
We'll have to have a whole new batch, right, Jim?
Yeah.
We'll start over with a new fresh batch of Christmas treats.
Yeah.
Well, and they still do cookie swaps. I think that's still a thing.
Yeah,
Very.
Like the song says, that's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long.
That's right. That's why we do the Roadhouse all year long. Just bring that magic into your life every Friday night. It feels like Christmas on
and that
the
way we
4th
are
of July.
Brand new different musicians every week, and this time it's Jim with more songs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We got only so much time left, a half hour or so to go, Jim. You probably got three or four more numbers.
Yeah. Well, earlier you were interviewing Dr. Wharton, which, by the way, that was a really good interview. And he was talking about life changes and, little things you can do to kind of make a difference in your life that can add up. And one of the things he talked about was getting rid of the TV. So here's a John Prine song. I first heard John Denver do this one, but it's called Blow Up Your TV. She was a level-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. Well, she pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. Blow up your TV. Throw away your paper. Go to the country. Build you a home. Plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches. Woo-hoo. Try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I sat there at the table and I acted real naive. Cause I knew that topless lady, she had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the room a while and she did the hoochie coo, singing a song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden. Eat a lot of peaches, woo-hoo. Try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place. Just as I was going, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this day, we've been living our way. Here is a reason why. We blew up the TV. Threw away the paper, went to the country, built us a home, had a lot of children, fed them on peaches. Woo-hoo, they'll find Jesus on their own.
That's it. That's in theme, in brand.
That sounded like John Prine.
That was really good, Jim.
Thanks.
That was Jim McGowan.
Thanks.
It was.
Very nice. Very appropriate for tonight's programming. And that TV, it keeps coming back to that TV, that dreaded boob tube.
The drug of choice.
Until the device came around, the TV in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The YouTube boob tube. Oh, do they...
Totally connected all the time with everything everywhere.
Not when you're listening to the Roadhouse, though. You have gotten away from it all. You're here because you care about yourself, and you're unplugged, and you're not, hopefully not driving. Well, if you're driving, you're not.
You could be driving.
Yeah, but you're headed somewhere important, the North Shore.
Yeah, although I just realized last week that I could. Do you have an Alexa? One of those
No. Those Echo things? Never.
It's connected. It's
all the time.
All the time.
Personal surveillance.
Yes. Yeah, but. Mm-hmm. I just learned that I can say, Alexa, turn on WTIP, and it runs this show.
Streams it.
Yeah, it streams it.
And you just tricked every Alexa out there right now. They all turned us on. That's a great, I think they're like KFC did that or something for a commercial. They tricked these guys at home. When you say that, then they all happen. They all order up a pizza.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
At KFC?
I've been on conference calls for work, and I'll say something, you know, that sounds like Alexa, do this or whatever, and you know, and all of a sudden it'll start playing some, you know, honky tonk music or something.
Oh man, I just think of all those poor girls out there that are named Alexa. Like they got to take their name back.
Yeah,
never thought about that.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Or Sue.
Just think if they'd said Jim.
Yeah.
It could have been Ask Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
I think you can rename them.
Yeah.
Oh, probably customize it, right?
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Yeah.
Chuck it out the window.
How do you feel about it all?
I feel great. I'm living in the moment. I'm enjoying the wind chill. How about this blustery weather, Jim? Are you buckling down? We got these strong, harsh words being spoken about the weather.
Yeah.
We're trying to always be so upbeat about it, you know, like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just cold.
Yeah.
Instead, we get bitterly cold, brutal 3-day stretch of frigid temperatures.
That's melodramatic.
You know what, though? I always like I'm embarrassed because I think, okay, if I was up on the Arctic Circle right now in the far reaches of Alaska or Russia or whatever, they'd be laughing at us, right?
No big deal.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, get over yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and the upside is there's no black flies.
Oh, I know. Mosquitoes. And the then the ticks will be less and the spiders all these, like, I know we did some discussions about the, you know, ticks and how it takes 40 below to knock them down.
Oh, bring it on.
Bring it.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
a good one.
I wonder if ticks can feel wind chill when they're all burning.
Is that enough to do that or does it have to be raw temperatures? Right. Is that what you're getting at?
If you're another show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll think about that one. While we listen to music, we'll contemplate those important things we know nothing the answer to.
You know what always strikes me as odd is how do the birds do it? How do those poor little birds that are semi like cold-blooded, right? Is a bird, what's a bird?
We were talking about that the other day, and apparently, like, birds can get frostbite on their feet or whatever. So, yeah. They're all puffed up, though. Yeah. You know, if you see them now, they'll be all looking twice their size. But I don't know if how much that helps.
The smart ones are in Mexico, I think.
That's right.
They left a long time ago.
Along with those smart dogs.
Mm-hmm. We'll contemplate this stuff. He'll play music, and then your head will just go all over the place while he's playing tunes.
Take us away, Jim McGowan.
All right. This is a song. It's by Greg Brown. It's called Early. And there's just a short little story about it. My wife, Marn, and I were talking about, you know, our cabin in Hovland, how much we're just loving the community there, just a small community, but a lot of people with big hearts and just so welcoming. And it reminded me of this song because it's about a little town in Iowa that Greg Brown, I heard him talk about this a few years ago, where he was hired to come down and do a play for a centennial of this little town called Early. And he decided to write a song about Early, and he said he played it as one of his first songs in his set, and the town loved it so much that they made him play it over and over again during his gig. So, but anyway, so lots of themes there, but mostly kind of small town love. Early one morning, I walked out alone. Looked down the street, no one was around. The sun was just a-coming up over my home. On Hickory Street, on a little farm town, and knew we ain't the morning light pretty when the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. My home on the range, it's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me. The plows broke the prairie, and the prairie gave life. Little towns blossomed, and soon there were many scattered like fireflies across a dark night. And one was called Early, and they sure named it right. 'Cause ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty when the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. My home on the range, it's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me. Many dry summers have parched all the fields, burnt the fine colors, and cut down the yield. But the rain has returned to wash away our fears. It's the fullest green summer that we've seen in years. And ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty when the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. My home on the range, it's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me. Ooh-wee, ain't the morning light pretty when the dew is still heavy, so bright and early. My home on the range, it's a one-horse town, and it's all right with me.
Okay, I get why they had them play that multiple times. You could listen to that a lot of times and just really get lost in your thoughts and feel pretty comfortable with it right away.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I thought about with that song is it sounds like summer. It sounds really nice.
Nice. It is soothing. Soothe my soul there. Jim McGowan, always a welcome guest here on the Roadhouse with Tracy and Dave. It's 6:40 in the p.m. And I guess that bird thing figured out they're warm-blooded. Wouldn't you know it?
Mm-hmm.
Had to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Thinking of those penguins, right? When you were talking about the Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
That's some cold stuff.
That's. Do you want to know something else really cool to get inspired about the fact that we're heading into a new year?
Definitely.
Okay, we get 2 full moons this month.
Oh, I've heard, and it's like a wolf moon or something.
Yes, exactly.
Powerful.
So, by the 1st of January, you get a full moon with it. What a way to welcome in the new year. And before the month ends, right on the 31st, you're in again. And it comes with a partial lunar eclipse.
Whoa. Oh, really? I'll take it. And it's like some super blue, blood, red, orange.
Exactly.
Moon.
That's the blue moon on the 31st.
Yeah.
And the full wolf moon will be in 3 nights.
Yeah.
We got Thursday, Monday. Does that make it 4 nights?
Yeah,
anyways.
Something like that. But that is a special start to the season. You're right, Tracy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good eye on the moon watching. And spectacular sights right now with the air so crisp and clear and dry, whatever it is. It just makes for beautiful scenery, night or day. Stars twinkling.
Oh, yeah.
Really in for a treat. All that fresh white snow out there.
I put a kind of a wildlife camera on my cabin, and I was looking at it the other night. And you can kind of fast forward through the night, and you could see the shadow from the moon making, you know, cutting across the snow. It was so cool.
Like in a time elapsed.
Yeah.
Also, this is now you're at home in the Twin Cities remotely looking
I was in St. Paul looking at the camera and then, you know, watching the shadow of the moon cut across the snow. It was cool.
What a treat.
I put it up so I could see, you know, what kinds of critters come around the cabin.
And has anything shown itself?
I've seen a pine marten. I've seen fox. I've seen a lot of deer. But I'm still waiting for wolf and bear, which I know are there based on other signs that I've seen.
Boy, so, maybe on the wolf moon.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those old beach movies that when they had to really film them during the day, but they're supposed to be the nighttime scenes, so they'd have the shadows.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of how I think of that when you say the shadows. And the other thing, like I don't really understand science a whole lot, but the other deal is when you look out on the big lake right now, because of the dryness in the air, whatever, that makes things change, like how they look in distance and size and all of that makes a difference without the humidity. And
Last week when I was driving home from here, at one point you could see the Apostle Islands across the lake, and it looked like they were floating in air. There was like a layer of air underneath them because of reflections and...
Mm-hmm. Like a mirage.
It was, yeah. It was really
fantastic scenery. Cool.
Sea smoke.
We could talk about sea smoke as well, and still a few freighters out there in the mist. Mm-hmm.
What do they have to the 15th, I think?
They're on their way out. Yeah. But there's spectacular scenery here on the North Shore when it gets this cold. So it's good to bundle up and get out there when you can. But do be cautious. We'll continue that message, I think, all weekend long, as we do have some pretty serious cold coming. Cold winds and good time to stay in, stoke the fire, and listen to good music. Jim McGowan's here for you now. Got a couple more songs until that 7 o'clock hour with Small Change. It looks like AK and DK are getting things ready next door.
Ready to make sure this last Friday is a whole lot of fun.
High energy. Mm-hmm. After 7, you can play Small Change. And we got 15 more minutes of the Roadhouse with Jim McGowan.
The one thing I've noticed that the times that I've played the Roadhouse before is you need to finish at 7 o'clock sharp because...
Oh, no question.
You don't get in the way of Small Change.
That's our only rule. Is the be done by 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on my way up today. I heard Jim Vick from Lutzen talking about making snow, and so it made me think of this song. This is from the Chad Mitchell Trio, which was my parents had a lot of albums of the Chad Mitchell Trio from their college days, and so when I was a kid, we kind of grew up on these songs, and this is one called Super Skier.
Ooh, nice. For Lutzen Mountains.
Well, they called him Super Skier as he sat around the sun deck, for he swore that he would never take a spill. But when they finally brought him down, they had to use 3 toboggans to carry all the pieces down the hill. He was coming down that slope doing 90 miles an hour when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. Well, he hollered, what the hell, as he lined them parallel. He figured there was nothing more to learn. And as he started on his way, he shouted, andalay, assuming that he'd never have to turn. Well, he was slipping down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when a mogul flipped him in the air. His jumping form was fine till he ran into that pine and 2 one-legged skiers left from there. He was coming down that slope doing 90 miles an hour when he caught an edge of his ski.
Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. When he left that tree at last, he was moving twice as fast. Both halves were skimming moguls like a feather. He said, if I must be a split personality, how can I ever keep my knees together? One ski was headed north, and the other headed west, 'cause both of them, you see, were running free. And folks up on Little Nell looked up, scared as hell, and said, it's a bird. No, it's a plane. It's Super Skier. No, it's a bird. He was coming down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. Now the moral of my story, though my story's kinda gory, for all you sun-deck Charlies, there's still hope. You buy the fastest clothes you can, and then talk skiing like a man. But don't let people get you on the slope. He was coming down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. His clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see. And he was coming down that slope, doing 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, his clothes, they were fast, but the slopes, they were faster. That's the last of Super Skier we shall see.
Oh, that makes me think of all sorts of things.
That's a kid's song, if I've ever heard one. Who sang that originally, Jim?
The Chad Mitchell Trio. It was actually a play on a song called Charlie and the MTA. It's the same melody. And Charlie and the MTA was a story that a lot of folk groups did back in the day. And it was about the Boston subway system, and they were having trouble with it, and people were getting stuck on it and couldn't get off at the station. So Charlie was this guy who every day at a certain time, his wife would stand with a bag of lunch and he'd grab it as the train went by because he could never get off of it.
Oh, Lord. I love the imagery. That's folk music for you. Yeah. Wow. So many good songs, huh? How many probably in your repertoire, Jim? If you were to put a number to it.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Probably hundreds.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, I tend to think of it more in terms of how much time can I cover, you know, and I think I've got, you know, probably 5 hours worth or so.
Yeah.
If I really needed to.
Well, you got a 2-hour gig coming up Sunday night.
Yep.
Cascade Lodge Pub. Yep. 5 to 7. What, you got any ideas what you play for that? You know, what the crowd will be into?
I'll be doing, you know, I do a lot of John Prine and some Gordon Lightfoot and Johnny Cash. 2 hours goes by really fast, and so I tend to pull out my favorites. Those are some of the artists that I really like. So songs like Big River and Paradise, John Prine. Nice. So I might have to learn Auld Lang Syne or something before.
You're done by 7. That's right.
Yeah.
You just got to be in the right spot at the right time when the ball drops. Well, yeah. Do you think you'll make it? Do you stay up late? Is this something you do?
Yeah, I typically do. Yeah. Mm. And the cold weather will add to that. Open the window, should be able to stay awake.
How about you, Tracy? Are you make it till midnight kind of gal?
Sometimes not. It just sort of depends. You got to be up moving around, because if you start sitting still, then not going to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've had New Year's Eves where we have a bottle of champagne ready to have at midnight, and you almost have to wake yourself up to open the bottle, drink it, and then go to bed.
Have it with some OJ, called a mimosa.
There you go.
Yeah, breakfast at midnight. Well, it's coming no matter what. You can't stop time. Soon it will be the new year. So you got any resolutions, Jim? You go into for that kind of thing, or you just took our advice?
He's going to do
Dr.
it all
Wharton's
now.
Advice. Well, going to jumping all in.
Yeah, no, I got a pair of snowshoes for Christmas, and so one of my resolutions is to use them a lot and see what I can do about this extra weight that I'm carrying these days.
Yeah,
and,
great.
So that's hopefully I can stick with that, but I'm really excited to try them out.
Now, does your new cabin involve a lot of outside little walks back and forth on a regular, every couple hour basis, or can you handle all that inside your own cabin?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, you gotta get wood for the stove.
Yeah, no, it's an outdoor opportunity.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's you kind of try to plan ahead and but hold your breath and go. So to speak.
Yes. Invigorating. Well, and snowshoeing, it should be plenty of that now with finally getting some decent snow. How's the Twin Cities for snow?
Not as much. It's, nope. Not as much as this. Probably nice. Maybe 3 inches that have accumulated so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
so once again, you got to head north for Winter Wonderland.
Yeah. Yeah. Good excuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, at the cabin, you know, we've got the outdoor facilities, but we have high-speed internet.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. The contrast.
You've got Alexa. We've
got the essentials, but, you know, that the benefit of that is it allows me to work from here mm-hmm. when I'm not traveling for my job, and same for Marin.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so glad to be here.
Nice. Well, we've been enjoying Jim McGowan here at the Roadhouse on the Shore with Dave and Tracy. We've got time for just one more song. Jim, if you've been saving the best for last.
Yeah, here's just one. This is also from kind of an old folk singer, Phil Oakes. And I may have done this one on the Roadhouse before a while back, but I just think the words of this one have so much relevance for today. It's called The Power and the Glory.
Take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore, tell me who could ask for more? A land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of her poor, only as free as the padlocked prison door. Only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all. But our land is still troubled by men who have to hate. They twist away our freedom and they twist away our fate. Fear is their weapon and treason is their cry. We can stop them if we try. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Her glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
This is the Roadhouse. It's the last Roadhouse of 2017. Dave and Tracy, and joining us this evening has been Jim McGowan.